gentlemen, for the benefit of the passengers joining this service at Hull, this is the 1110 Fairstall train service to London King's Cross. Calling at Brough, Howden, Selby, Doncaster, Redford, Grantham, due to arrive and terminate into London King's Cross at 1344. First class accommodation can be found towards the rear office training coach D, coach A, which is situated at the front office train.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Fairstall train service is now the approach to London King's Cross, where this service will terminate. When leaving, please ensure that you take all luggage and personal belongings with you. On behalf of myself, Gemma, your onboard team of Laura, Steph and your driver, James.
Thank you very much for your attention.
It's Sunday the 24th of January 2016 and I'm on board CX, 382 I think, anyway, that's the 5:15 p.m. flight from London Heathrow to Hong Kong, and I'm on my way with my wife Debbie to Taipei, and for the rest of the week we're in Taiwan. We're going down from Taipei to Tainan in the south, where I'm giving a keynote at a conference, meeting up with lots of old friends, and then coming back up and spending a couple of days in Taipei. So I'll be catching up on various events as we go through the week.
My name is Maureen, your in-flight service manager. We are looking forward to making your journey a pleasant and comfortable one. Thank you.
A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen, the captain. My name is Andy Morrison. Well, welcome aboard this Cathay Pacific 238 777 extended range service direct to Hong Kong. We've got everybody on board and all the doors closed now, so we'll be pushing back momentarily. Flight time to Hong Kong is 11 and a half hours today. Joining me on the flight deck, Senior First Officers Ben Grant and Jeff Claver, Second Officer Gilbert Lee. In the cabin, your in-flight services manager, very lovely Maureen. She's got a fantastic crew of both the Hong Kong based and London based crew. So if there's anything that they can do for you, please just speak to one of them. So with all that in mind, Maureen will also introduce herself to you and ensure the safety briefing for this particular aircraft. Probably not the most exciting video that you're going to watch tonight, but it is important, so I would ask you to pay attention to this. It's got mainly good flight conditions to Hong Kong for arrival tomorrow morning. You've probably heard that Hong Kong's got a cold spell, so we're expecting temperatures in the single digits for arrival. In the meantime, please enjoy the flight with us. I'll get back to you as we get closer to Hong Kong with some arrival information. Once again, welcome on board.
So that's cleared that up. It's CX238. Not that it makes any difference. It will get me from London to Hong Kong, whatever the number is.
Gentlemen at the front is First Officer James Carlton. Flying time to Taipei is 1 hour and 9 minutes, expecting flight conditions en route and for our arrival. Unfortunately, we've just had a problem developed with the aircraft with one of the fuel transfer valves, and the engineers are required to fix it before we continue. I've been advised at this stage it's going to be approximately a 1.5 hour delay before we can get going. So I've advised the cabin crew to start a meal service and to put on the entertainment. Hopefully they can fix it in less than an hour and a half, but at this stage we're looking for that. So sorry for the inconvenience, but we will be underway as soon as possible. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Taipei. It's a safety requirement that you remain seated with the seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please.
It's Tuesday the 26th of January 2016 and I'm in Tainan and I've been here since last night. I'm on a lift now, just going down to meet a student called Yiwana, who'll take me across to the conference centre for a rehearsal for the opening ceremony, at which I believe I'm playing some drums. I'm here with my wife and we've been out this morning for lunch with friends, and the weather has been cold, but it's done nice and warm today, and we had a nice run. So I'll report back on all that soon. Just been met by my student helper, but of course, as usual, there's not just one. There are four of them there, and they're going to take me in a car to the conference centre. I've just got to go and get a coat because it's quite cold. So there are four people in one car, so I'll be crammed in the most undignified fashion, probably. So this is usually what happens here in Taiwan. I'm not sure why. Perhaps it's strength in numbers for them. I'm going now at 4 o'clock for rehearsal at 5 o'clock. The conference centre is right across the road from the hotel, so I don't know what I'm going to do until 5 o'clock. And then the opening ceremony starts at 6:40. So there's a long wait ahead. Not quite sure where we're going now. Anyway, I'll stop complaining and get on with it. It's Wednesday the 27th of January 2016. Still in Tainan and in Taiwan. The weather's improved a lot. It was really nice running this morning. And yesterday the conference was lodged. Wasn't too much of a ceremony involved. I didn't have to play the drums for very long. And I'm just going up to the conference this morning to listen to Professor Afaf Malise from the States, from Pennsylvania University, giving her keynote at 9 o'clock. Meet my helper, get my PowerPoints loaded up for tomorrow, and then decide what else I'm doing for the rest of the day. Sure if you picked that up or not, but that's quite a common sound here in Taiwan, military jets going over. They come from Hualien down on the Pacific coast on the other side from here. At least it's not down from here, it's up. It's in the north of here, but on the other side. And they scream round the island of Taiwan on a regular basis, patrolling the shores and making sure that nobody's getting in or attacking the place. Quite militaristic. Not very obvious when you're walking around, but it is quite a militarised society. It's got national service and of course constantly on the alert in case the mainland Chinese make a move. Not that I think the Taiwanese could put up much of a fight for very long against the mainland Chinese. Just walking up through the campus just now of Cheng Kung University, or National Cheng Kung University, NCKU. Very beautiful campus, absolutely enormous, hundreds of acres big. A bit like the campus in Hong Kong and other places in China, quite noisy. Groups of students around doing things, I'm never quite sure what they're doing, but we'll hear in a minute. Here they go.
Stop! Stop!
seem to be having fun whatever they're doing. But as I say, I've got no idea what they are doing. I'm just on my way back to the hotel after the keynote speech by AFA, which started a few minutes late but went way over time. AFA at her usual best, theorising and pulling things together at a very high level, but I must say she's very, very influential, and she mentioned her work with the Lancet commissions, one of which she sat on with Julio Frank from Harvard and one of which she led. Doesn't really pull me back in the direction of Lancet commissions, I have to say. I was glad to get off that, but interesting to see the influence of the Lancet. If only the Journal of Advanced Nursing can be so influential. I don't take to the grand American theorising style of presentation or even of thinking, but as I say, I have to be nothing but impressed by AFAF's chutzpah is one way of putting it, but just the contribution she's made and the influence that she's had. I think you'll find my keynote tomorrow morning a little bit low-key by comparison. My student helper, Kang Yu, nearly fell over when I asked her to go and check something for me. They just will not take the time. I had to take her aside and tell her to slow down. And I found it very difficult to get into the auditorium today because I kept getting stopped for photographs, and despite saying last one, everybody insisted on taking another one. It'll be the same again tomorrow, but I managed to make an escape up to the room to put my slides on the system for the technician to put up tomorrow and hand in my receipts and get my payment in US dollars and cash. They just will not use bank accounts here or in mainland China for some reason, so I'm now walking through Tainan with about 4,000 US dollars in my pocket. Not a payment, by the way, it's the fee for my reimbursement for my airfare and for my UK travel. We don't get paid for these things. So I'm just transporting that back to my hotel to keep it safe. And of course, pick up my passport, which I forgot to take in, so they need to photocopy that.
Noodle is from bean, but I'm saying the right. evening.
Those are some of the sounds from the banquet tonight. All the different nationalities doing songs and trying to get us up dancing and singing, which I didn't do. And we're in the Shangri-La Hotel in Tainan, which is very nice. That's where the banquet was. I just had a drink with my wife. And it's time to go home, get to bed, get some sleep. Well, not home, back to my hotel. And prepare myself for a keynote speech tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I must say I enjoyed a long conversation with Afaf Melis tonight. I've never really spoken to her much before. Long time since I've actually met her. And very, very nice to meet her tonight. I have to say she was very good at getting up and dancing with everyone, but I just can't really bring myself to do these things. So, good night.